My next guest, Audrey Bomsey, makes a welcome return to Remember Palestine. As an international human rights lawyer who's worked with the Palestinian Human Rights Monitoring Group, Audrey helped establish training for lawyers representing prisoners in Israeli military courts and has seen some of the issues we've been discussing up close and personal. It's good to see you, and I must ask, Audrey, how is this allowed to legally happen with the mistreatment and abuse of not just ordinary prisoners, but young prisoners in Israeli prisons?
It's allowed to happen because the international community, the leaders of our countries, particularly my country, the United States, does not have the political will to change it. I mean, the countless UN agencies have found the treatment of Palestinian children prisoners, child prisoners, to be contrary to international law. That's the Committee Against Torture, has discussed it, the Committee on the Rights of the Child, the Committee for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, have all condemned Israel's treatment. Countless human rights reports have come out by NGOs also condemning the Israeli treatment of Palestinian child prisoners. Mm-hmm. But the legal community, the leaders of the world so far, have not shown the political will to do anything about it.
Have lawyers like yourself been trying to test the envelope there, try and move things along legally?
Sure. I mean, I myself engaged in I wrote an alternative report that was submitted to the UN Committee Against Torture, which found that the treatment of Palestinian children violates the Convention Against Torture and cruel and inhumane degrading treatment in many ways. Just in last October, 2011, the Special Rapporteur on Torture, the UN Special Rapporteur, as Juan Mendez, called for the absolute prohibition, for instance, of use of solitary confinement of children. It continues in Israel. It is systematic. It's not just a few people. It is systematically used against children in Israel. So, I mean, we prepare these reports, and we present them to the UN, and yet the governments of the world, particularly the United States, does nothing about it. They do nothing about it.
So what happens to a child when they're arrested, to your knowledge?
Well, what typically happens, and this is not just to children, is that they're arrested in the middle of the night, and there's absolutely no reason for that except to intimidate the child, his family, and in fact the entire neighborhood. They're beaten up. They're forced onto the floor of the jeep when they're often blindfolded and handcuffed behind their backs. Then they're taken. Sometimes it takes an hour. In that way, they're beaten up. What the U.S. and U.S. soldiers in Iraq used to call softening them up for interrogation. And then they're put into solitary in solitary confinement, usually in windowless small cells. Until they're brought into interrogation. The interrogation can last hours, sometimes days, until they confess. Right? And they're denied the presence of a lawyer, they're denied the presence of an adult, of a parent. There's a lot of pressure to have the interrogation videotaped because it's during this period that they're subjected to physical abuse and psychological torture. I mean, they're threatened with rape themselves, with their family members, sister, mother being raped, with their homes being demolished, until they eventually, almost cross the board, eventually confess either to some action, offense that they committed, whether or not it was true or not, or they point the finger at somebody else, usually an adult.
Isn't that part of the whole idea here, that you need to tell us what's going on in your neighborhood, whether you know or not, because this is enough of a grounds for us to go in and get somebody else?
Right. And it often happens where the child is used to testify against an adult, say, leading a nonviolent protest against the wall. So they'll get a child after interrogating him for days, if the child, or perhaps in hours if the child gives in right away. They'll have this child sign a statement in Hebrew often, which is a language she doesn't understand and certainly can't read. sign a statement saying that the adult encouraged him and others to, say, throw stones at soldiers. Whether or not it's true, and there are not a large number of people of adults sitting in Israeli prison today on the basis of a forced confession and a coerced statement by a child that implicates him.
With your legal background, what would you like to see happen?
It's hard. First of all, I would like to see the occupation end, and that's what would end the treatment of children of Palestinian child prisoners at this point. And it's part and parcel of the human rights violations that are taking place because of the occupation. And I think really the only way to change it, to end the torture, to end the abuse of Palestinian child prisoners and all other prisoners, is to end the occupation.
All right. I think on that note, Audrey Bomsey there, international human rights lawyer, just taking us through why this is such a scar on our collective consciousness.